Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
All righty, rocking and rolling. Hour number two of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show live on Radio Row, and you could see Tom Pelissero on NFL Network's The Insiders every night at 7 p.m. Eastern and during the more than 60-plus hours of live Super Bowl week coverage on NFL Network and NFL Plus, and Tom is kind enough to join us right now. Tom, how you been?
60 hours? That's how many we've got?
Nah, that's what it says. You get paid by the hour or you're on a contract?
I was just about to say. Call your agent. I got to recalculate my rate here.
So has there ever, I'm sure there has been a moment, but the insider job, I always respect it because you guys don't sleep like you, Schefter, Rappaport. Right, you guys are the creme de la creme insiders, Jay Glazer as well. Where's the weirdest place that you've taken a phone call to kind of break a story?
I mean, everywhere that you can think of. I remember, 1 year ago, and it was the Thursday of Super Bowl week, mm-hmm. and I was at NFL Honors. My wife had flown in town. We're all there. And I found out that the Cowboys were hiring Mike Zimmer as their defensive coordinator. And so my former colleague now, James Palmer, from across the room, took this photo of me standing literally under the men's room sign because I went in there for 10 minutes. It was the only quiet place, and then walked out, tweeted it from underneath like a fire alarm, and then walked back over to the group. Like, you don't know where it's going to take place, and that's the stress and the fun of it simultaneously.
So I hate to get too personal here, but I'm just curious.
I did not use the bathroom while taking the call. That's where you're going.
That's not where I was going. I feel like I'm interviewing Scott Hansen. So how do you go to the bathroom during red zone? No,
I've had that. I've done that interview with Scott. So, it's a lot.
So my question to you is, when you know it's a big time of the year for breaking news, like right before free agency or even during free agency or the hiring cycle, you still have to shower. So how do you shower when there's news that could just come at any moment?
I mean, I've got an Apple Watch. You can turn on the thing that prevents the water from getting in, and that'll give you the haptics. You know, it'll ding your wrist if you've got something. Like I used to bring the phone in the shower with me. Again, now we're getting really deep into this. But then what happens, it turns out, I found out this later, I Googled. Yeah, because basically all the steam and the humidity goes in and warps the inside of the phone. So the phone, this is years ago, but I was like, all right, so that's not going to work. You know, do you put the phone in a plastic bag? I just go set it outside, get in, if I get something, I'll pop out and deal with it and then get back in the shower.
And I have to imagine Saturday into Sunday was fun for you. Because even though it wasn't NFL news, just knowing that there was big news that shocked the entire sports world and to see that reaction with the Luka Doncic trade, how everyone thought Shams was tweeting out something fake or he got hacked, that had to be fun that it just didn't have to deal with all you insiders of the NFL.
Well,
right?
Well, here's the thing. So, and I met Shams here last year. It was a Super Bowl party. And so I've, kept in touch with him just here and there. And my first reaction was, I wonder how he got the text. because this was not one you could tell because there was no graphic involved. You knew that this kind of came out of nowhere. You know, the graphics that we all have ready, and then every now and then something
the
that's so wild.
Ways with the coach
that you're like,
something.
Ah, we got it. No, I had that one ready. but immediately I'm going, okay, does he sleep with the ringer on? Does he have the AirPods in, which is my move, like during free agency? I move in basically into the basement and sleep on, you know, an air mattress or a couch or whatever and sleep with my AirPods in so I'm not disturbing my wife.
Wow.
You know, and the only issue is if you're really tired, then you start rolling around. One AirPod comes out. The other AirPod comes out. Now you lose your contact with the outside world, and you can't find your AirPods the next day. So, like, there's a lot of strategy involved. So I'm like, if I see Shams, I'm going to ask him, like, what was the strategy? There's no way. I know it's a busy
time. I thought I'd be getting pranked. Even if the owner of the Lakers, like Jeannie Buss, called me, I would think I'm getting pranked with that kind of news.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a tip. There's usually a tip. It's rarely somebody just calls and goes, here's the full trade details. I mean, like, one of the out of the blue ones a couple of years ago is I broke that when Darren Waller was traded to the Giants, which was a big deal at the time because Waller was a star tight end. The Giants needed a weapon.
He actually said on this show that he was never going to get traded, and they told him that they weren't going to trade him.
Right. There was nothing on our radar that said Darren Waller's about to be traded. And then I got a text from somebody just saying, hey, is this Waller to the Giants stuff real? And I'm like, what Waller to the Giants stuff?
Wow.
And then so immediately I placed two calls. One person got back, like, yep, he's on FaceTime with them right now. He's being traded. So I was like, all right, that's it. And that was it. I had the graphic. And the reason I had it was because he was supposed to get traded to the Packers the year before.
Yes.
My tweet drafts, as long as you don't delete the app, the X app, and reinstall it, as long as you keep it, all your tweet drafts stay in there. It was the oldest one I had, so I switched Packers to Giants and fired the tweet out.
Look at that. We find out how the sausage gets made from the NFL Network. Zach Gelb here with you. Tom Pelissero's here with us on Super Bowl Sunday. Wake up and catch Tom and the rest of the crew for a special 8.5 hour edition.
8.5?
Of NFL Game Day Morning starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on NFL Network and NFL Plus.
We're going to be on the roof of a parking garage. Me, Mike, Ian, and Judy are going to be out there. One of those garages attached to it. I'm in the middle of like a party. We'll have a stage out there. It should be pretty
cool. Do you bring your air mattress to New Orleans, or they at least get you a good hotel room?
No, I'm staying at a nice hotel. We got a memo this morning saying don't say where we're staying, so I won't tell you where.
Okay.
But it's fine and everything's. I like the convenience of the city.
So, all right, let's get into the big news items right now. Myles Garrett. I threw out five teams yesterday. Chiefs, Eagles, added luxury for both those teams. The Commanders were one. And then in addition to that, I had the Bills getting thrown out there. And then who else did I throw out there? The Lions. You know, what are you kind of hearing already on the immediate returns on Myles Garrett?
I would just say, I mean, number one, the Browns don't want to trade him.
Sure.
They have not backed off that. Myles Garrett wants to be traded. This is not, like, we've seen other trade requests, like Brandon Ayuk being a perfect example last year. But Brandon Ayuk, it was about money. It was about, I'm not getting enough money. I want a better contract. You're not going to give it to me. I want to get it someplace else. This is not, from everything I've told, a money issue with Myles Garrett. The Browns stand ready. He's got 2 years and like $45 million left on his contract. That's clearly sub-market at this point. They're willing to give a top-of-the-market contract to him, extend him. They want to be a Brown for life. He doesn't want to be there. He's 29 years old. He is, you know, in the prime of his career. Guys at that position, you can still play at a high level into your mid-30s, so it's not like he's, you know, a running back getting close to age 30 and you go, you know, is he going to fall off? He just wants to go someplace else and not go through what he views as a rebuilding type of a year in Cleveland. It's so rare for a guy like this to become available that almost every team has to at least have the discussion. Now, there's some teams that are going to be in rebuild mode, like to throw out one, like the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
They could do something if they wanted to, and I'm not saying they won't. But it probably doesn't make sense when you're like, we need to rebuild this thing and we're getting the program going.
And also, he has to... I know this isn't always the way.
He would need to want to go there because he's also not playing on this contract.
Like, I saw the Raiders were speculated. Diana Rossini said one executive told her, oh, how awesome would it be with Myles Garrett and Mason Crosby get teamed up? Sure, but that team's nowhere close to winning. So why would he want to go from Cleveland to the Raiders?
And, yeah, again, because it's not money-based. Some guys, it's, hey, I'll go wherever the money is. And then there's some guys like Ayuk who kind of have this confused approach where it's, I'll go anywhere that'll pay me. All right. New England. Well, I don't really want to go to New England. All right, Cleveland. Well, I don't really want to go there either. All right, Pittsburgh. maybe. And then, you know, and then it ends up, he ends up signing, re-signing in San Francisco. This is just, this is different. So there's going to be a lot of teams. You certainly mentioned several teams there that have a have an edge need. You know, clearly the Packers could use it, an upgrade. You know, the Bills, just with how close they are. You know, do the Browns want to trade them within the conference? There's a lot of considerations. But, again, the baseline right now is they don't want to trade them. If we get to a point where Myles Garrett is tradable, it would be a huge package. You know, people have made the Khalil Mack comparison. But Khalil Mack, everybody says it was two ones. It was, but then they also sent a second-round pick the Raiders did back to the Bears, so it wasn't even that. I would have to think Myles Garrett, where he is right now, is two first-round picks and more.
What do you think the return is for Cooper Kupp?
Not that.
Not that, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, they had significant offers. I'd have to go back through notes, but they had, like, you know, day two pick type offers for him last year, I want to say, or maybe it was in early day three type offers.
Could it be, hey, you could get a three that turns into a two or a four that turns into a three?
I think that even that's rich. I mean, never say never, but it's a 31-year-old player who has not been healthy for the past 3 years. He's missed significant time. He had like 700-something receiving yards, and he's due $20 million. So he's got $7.5 million roster bonus in March, of which $5 million is guaranteed. So if the Rams are willing just to eat another $2.5 million, they got no reason to cut him anytime soon, unless they're going to do the guy a favor just because he's a longtime Ram. He's the favorite player of a lot of people out there. But they could hold him and just go, yeah, we're not going to do it now, and then hold him up until the draft or whatever the logical time is. You always have checkpoints with these trades. The first checkpoint is the start of free agency, which this year I think is like March 16th. And then that, plus a lot of guys have fifth day league year bonuses. In Cup's case, it's third day. So let's say it's March 17th. Okay, at that point, if you get past that, now they can hold them all the way till the draft. If you go past the draft, now you're downgrading from 2025 picks to 2026 picks. I would think one way or another we know where Cooper Kupp is going sooner than later. I'd be very surprised if we don't know prior to the draft. But to the extent that anybody's sitting there going, the Rams are just going to cut him, we'll wait. I'm not certain they'll do that because they owe him the $5 million either way, subject to any offsets here. And I just don't know that Cooper Kupp, at this stage in his career, is demanding a significant enough contract.
What does your gut tell you, Tom Pelissero, on Russell Wilson? Back to the Steelers, or could you see this Pete Carroll reunion happening with the Raiders?
Well, I'd say the odds of the Pete Carroll reunion happening dipped when they hired Chip Kelly and not Daryl Bevel to be the offensive coordinator. Bevel was the logical guy. He'd been with Pete. They won a lot of games. You know, a veteran type of coach, experienced play caller. So is Chip. But Chip's got a vastly different view of offense here. I would say that his style of offense probably points the finger more toward maybe some of the quarterbacks the Raiders could be looking at in the draft. So now Russ is back to him. I'm not saying it's impossible. I mean, could this work out? Sure. Could, you know, him and Pete, you know, have a conversation, just decide? I mean, he's not going to get a ton of money. If not, then we're back to who besides the Steelers is signing Russell Wilson? And in turn, what's the market for him? Like, what's a fair deal for Russell Wilson? I don't see anybody signing him to a $50 million a year contract, which would be barely enough to get him into the top 10 highest paid quarterbacks, especially crazy. After some of these other deals get done. So is he a $40 million player at this point? There's really no mid-tier for the quarterbacks. It's like you're either making $40 million plus or you're on like a one-year $10 million deal. There's really not a lot of guys in between there. And so is Russ closer to the $40 million quarterback or the $10 million quarterback? Those are all parts of the conversations that his agent, Mark Rogers, who Russ is his only client, he's really only, you know, dealt with Russ. That's the conversation he'll be having with the Steelers and potentially other teams.
What about Aaron Rodgers? You think he's back with the Jets?
I don't believe there's been any final decisions made. I think that there's so many moving parts. You're talking about Tanner Engstrand coming in. He runs kind of a derivative of a similar offense because Engstrand trained under Ben Johnson, who picked up a lot of things from the, you know, the Gruden tree, of course, trained McVay. So like there's elements of the same stuff, but it's still a departure because Aaron runs his own offense at this point. It's very much based upon checks at the line of scrimmage and him controlling the game. Is he going to come in and work with an offensive coordinator who's a first-time play caller, who's younger than him, has no relationship with him? Is that the best spot for Aaron? And then do the Jets think that this is a workable situation? I would just say, based on what I know right now, there's not a final decision on that. I don't think that Aaron is making the money that's left on his contract. He's one of the guys who is in that mid-tier range because he's in the last year of that new deal that he signed when he went to the Jets. I don't even know that he's making that type of money. So, you know, that's going to be a really interesting one to watch play out. And I would imagine sooner than later we know what the Jets piece of it is.
So last thing I'll ask you, Tom Pelissero, the draft to me is fascinating because the teams at the top, 1 and 2, both need a quarterback. It wouldn't surprise me if one take a quarterback, both take a quarterback, or if both pass. What it kind of tells you what is going to early projections happen with Tennessee and Cleveland right now?
Well, I think that just in my conversation, I dive deeper into the draft as we get a little bit further down the road and get to the combine just because I got other things going on. But I would say based on just my casual conversations, I don't know that Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders are going to have true like top five grades on a whole lot of draft boards. That's just the honest truth. Are they going to go in the first? Probably. Could they go in the top five? Absolutely. But these are not, it's not like last year's draft class. I mean,
where
if you ask.
Quarterback.
Yeah, I've asked, they were six in the top 12, and I've asked a handful of GMs this question. These guys would not have been rated above the top three, maybe four or five quarterbacks from last year's draft. And so quarterbacks almost always get pushed up. Every now and then there's a Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis type of year where they all fall.
Yeah.
And we're all like, but they're supposed to all go, you know?
It humbles you.
And I think that, you know, I haven't asked that question in terms of where they would have stacked up against those guys, but I would imagine based upon what they've done at the college level, they're probably above Malik Willis, who was a big projection, and they're probably above Kenny Pickett just because with Pickett, you knew where the floor was, but you also kind of had an idea where the ceiling was. I think that it's going to be interesting to see where do people believe the value is. You already heard Chad Brinker, the president of football operations with the Titans.
Generational talent.
Made the comment, you can't pass up on a generational talent. That might just be him saying a thing that if you ask all 32 teams, they'd all kind of say the same thing.
I never know what to believe this time
of the year. Do you pass on Myles Garrett to take a quarterback and you're like, he might be a top 10 guy eventually? Probably not. But it's also, you know, the Titans need a quarterback, and the Browns need a quarterback, and the Giants, and the Raiders, and, I mean, go down the list. It's like seven in the top 10 who could use a guy. Those guys will probably go in the top 10. Are they going to go 1-2? I'm not there just yet.
All righty. You can see Tom Pelissero on NFL Network's The Insiders every night at 7 p.m. Eastern and during the more than 60 hours of live Super Bowl week coverage on NFL Network and NFL Plus. Tom Pelissero, appreciate you doing this.
You got it, Zach.
All righty. We'll take a timeout. More from Radio Row after these short messages. We'll get into the Cooper Cup rumors when we come on back. All righty. Welcome back in from Radio Row, Super Bowl 59. We get you set for the big game on Sunday between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I realized this in the moment, Stu, and I did not ask him this because I just don't know if he would be able to give us a good power ranking order. So you know everyone that I'm about to mention. Ryan Hickey, Evan Washburn, Tom Pelissero. When it comes to the best hair, how would you rank those three? Because Pelissero, I saw it was happening in the YouTube chat, and even when he sat down, you know, I was looking at him and I go, this guy has a good head of hair. There is no doubt about that.
Oh, it's tough. I would probably...
It's kind of funny. It's kind of like KMF here, except what we're doing with whose hair is the best, with Pelissero, Hickey, and Evan Washburn.
I think I will go Pelissero 1.
Wow.
I like his hair. It's good.
Today's show, we have Stu saying, I like his hair. And we've also had Samter say, Travis Kelce is sexy.
Yes.
How about the words that have just been uttered today? Samter, professing his love for Travis Kelce, and then Stu professing his love for Tom Pelissero. You know, get Pelissero back here. I got to tell him about Stu. Creepy Stu here.
So I would go him first, and I'd go Hickey second and Washburn third.
Wow, you guys were not impressed with Washburn? Or you weren't, Stu?
It's not that I'm not impressed. Again, they're all three are very strong. I'm just trying to parse who has the best. I don't know.
Alrighty.
I don't think Evan Washburn's hair is bad by any means.
Yeah, there's the take-awful announcing. Stuart Kovac says Evan Washburn has crappy hair. Samter, how would you rank those three? You got Hot Take Hickey, you got Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network, and then you also have Evan Washburn from CBS Sports. Who has the best hair?
Now, are we talking about Evan Washburn's hair when he joined us the other day, or are we talking about Evan Washburn's hair normally?
Can I defend...
his hair was not...
It wasn't great.
...done up.
Can I defend Evan Washburn?
No.
Even when he has a bad hair day, his hair is still immaculate. It is amazing how much we criticize and throw people under a microscope The guy, when he had about a 6.5 out of 10 hair day, is still better than Stu, myself, and you, Samter, all combined when we're talking about a good hair day.
Now, listen, Evan Washburn, amongst us schlubs with our hair, is going to beat us any day. But if we're talking about the elite of the elite in hair, and we're putting up against Pelissero and Ryan Hickey, he's got to come correct with the best hair that he can have available. He did not come with his best hair day with us. So for that reason, I'm going to go Ryan Hickey 1.
Wow. Pelissero saying 2, something nice about Hickey.
And Evan Washburn 3. Now, Evan Washburn normally would be in my number 1, but I'm going to put him 3 in this category because I was a little bit disappointed with his hair when he joined us.
I'm going to say my rankings. Washburn 1. Hmm. I have seen Evan Washburn negative 2 degrees in Buffalo on field before the Patriots got stomped in a playoff game up against the Buffalo Bills. You talk about a guy when it's windy and his hair was still immaculate, he's got to be 1. I would then say Pelissero 2, and I put Hickey 3, and here's why. I've noticed this. Hickey, since he stopped working with me, and since he started working with JR about 2 years ago, there's some days where his hair is popping, but there's other days that he gets a little lazy. And I think because he's wearing so many different other hats, right, doing Hick at Night, JR Sport Brief, also his 3,000 college football podcasts, I think there are some days where Hickey is even entitled to a bad hair day. So all three are immaculate, but I think that's the toughest question that we've ever had to ask. In terms of best hair, I would go Washburn 1, Pelissero 2, and then Ryan Hot Take Hickey 3. Those are my rankings right there. Anyway, we're going to have, coming up at 5 o'clock, we are going to have Dominic Easley stop by, and then Paige Sporanic is going to join us too at 5:20 p.m. Eastern time. But the story yesterday, you know, you get to the Super Bowl, and obviously there's going to be news stories that get thrown out there. So Myles Garrett was the big one, and we'll see what else Myles Garrett to say throughout the week. Like, I don't think Myles Garrett looks bad here whatsoever. To me, it's obvious. Myles Garrett is a phenomenal football player. The Cleveland Browns stink. The Cleveland Browns right now don't have a quarterback. So I don't think anyone looks at Myles Garrett and goes, man, that's a bad guy because he requested a trade. That's not the case. Myles Garrett has every right to request a trade. The Browns have every right to play hardball right here. Ultimately, they're going to end up trading him. And sometimes there's trades that are requested, like Jimmy Butler. You know, Jimmy Butler has basically been a jackwagon, if we're being serious, what has happened the last few days, you know, in the last few weeks. The Jimmy Butler thing is just absolutely ridiculous. Oh, I got to feed my family. I got to do what's in the best interest of my family. If the Heat just gave you a brand new contract, Jimmy Butler would be like, oh, Pat Riley's the best, and I'm all good with staying in Miami. So this idea that Jimmy Butler, right, is going to get, like, the same treatment, or you're going to have negative treatment to Myles Garrett because whenever someone requests a trade, it's usually, oh, the player's selfish. No, I think we're fair. The Jimmy Butler thing's ridiculous. The Myles Garrett thing is not. So I have no problem with Myles Garrett requesting a trade. So that was the big story item so far from Super Bowl week with all the media here just talking about all these stories and all these things break. And I want to hear more from Myles Garrett throughout the week. You know, he gave us a statement, right? They had that statement that was...
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment. They build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
It's put on out. And I don't think there was blowback or pushback in terms of, oh, screw this guy and Myles Garrett. If you're talking to a Cleveland Browns fan, you know, some of that may be there. But if they're being transparent, if you want to shoot them up with true serum and talk to a Cleveland Browns fan and say, do you understand what Myles Garrett is requesting a trade? If they say anything other than yes, well, they're just lying to you. And they're letting their stupid fandom just get into the way. But the one that I don't want to say I was not expecting it, but I still don't know what direction they're going in. And that's the Rams. Cooper Kupp is not requesting the trade. The Rams are telling to Cooper Kupp, we're done with you. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, why is that the case? Well, number one, Cooper Kupp has a nice size contract. Number two, Cooper Kupp has only played in 33 games in the last three seasons. Cooper Kupp is in the stage where 4 years ago, Triple Crown winner, Super Bowl MVP, number one wide receiver, he is phenomenal. But now Cooper Kupp has flashes of being a number one wide receiver, and then there's other days where Cooper Kupp looks like a number two wide receiver. So Puka Nacua is now going to be their number one wide receiver, or I'll throw this out there. Is there a possibility that Cooper Kupp, with this trade going down, can it lead to something else for the Rams? And I'm not just talking about a medium-sized move. The Rams have been very aggressive. I'm not even saying that this is a trade, but does getting rid of Cooper Kupp maybe open up the door for T. Higgins? I'll just throw that out there. And could you have T. Higgins, in addition to Puka Nacua, with Matthew Stafford coming back, then with the defensive guys led by Verse and Fisk and Turner and Young, right? Which was a very good team. And hey, the game was the game. The conditions were the conditions. If that game's at SoFi Stadium, I think the Eagles are the best team from top to bottom in the league. But if that game was at SoFi Stadium and not in Philadelphia, there's a chance that the Rams could actually be in this spot in the Super Bowl and they would have defeated the Philadelphia Eagles and they would have had the home NFC Championship game up against the Commanders. That's not me using it as an excuse and trying to poo-poo the Eagles' run. I'm not doing that. But the Rams are not that far away. The Rams are close. But they make these moves where, okay, the Rams are my Super Bowl pick entering the season last year. Then Aaron Donald retires. I thought I was going to move off of that. Then I got back in on it. They have done a nice job in replacing Aaron Donald. You know, last year I wasn't looking at the Rams saying, oh, they really miss Aaron Donald. Then Aaron Donald's one of the greatest defensive players of all time. But if you get rid of Cooper Kupp, what's the move to suck me back in? Because if you just have Kyren Williams, who's really good, Matthew Stafford, you know, Higbee, assuming he could play a full season and be healthy,
and you got Puka Nacua with the defensive players that they have, it's a good team. And the NFC, right, Eagles are going nowhere. Lions are going nowhere. We'll see if what the Vikings are going to be next year, depending on who their quarterback is. We'll see if the Packers can find a way to get back into the good graces, even though they made the playoffs this year. They didn't take that next step. The Commanders, can they replicate and build off of what they did? The 49ers, they get back into the picture. Are they a Super Bowl contender? So it's there for the taking. You know, I still believe the two best teams, if you ask me right now in the NFC, are the Eagles and the Lions. That third spot is right there for the taking. So if you want to get rid of Cooper Kupp, I don't object to it, but you got to go make a medium-sized to a big move to kind of reignite that excitement. And I'll give credit to the Rams. When they lost Aaron Donald, I said I like their approach, their committee, getting multiple guys, guys with continuity like Jared Verse and Braden Fisk, to come in together and play a part of already some younger defensive players on that team. They did a good enough job in a very tough situation making it something that's working for them, where you're not sitting there saying, oh my goodness gracious, we're missing one of the most ferocious defensive players of all time. Cooper Kupp's a big identity piece for them. Cooper Kupp, though, has not been healthy the last 3 years. So I wonder if a guy like T. Higgins becomes in play, if you get the domino to fall of Cooper Kupp being out. And if Cooper Kupp gets traded, you know, who's going to come calling? Because the contract's a mess right now. And Pelissero basically said it. I said, what about a 4 that turns into a 3 or a 3 that turns into a 2? And he said even that may be too rich. You know, obviously the discrepancies and the disparity on the Myles Garrett return and the Cooper Kupp return was going to be large. Myles Garrett is in his prime. He is the best or the second best defensive player in all of football. For Cooper Kupp, even when he had that Triple Crown season, the superstar wide receivers in this league were hesitant to put him in their top 5 wide receivers. So, with now being 3 years removed from that great season, winning that Super Bowl, Super Bowl 56, and having a Super Bowl MVP, having that Triple Crown, I don't think the trade return on what you're going to have to send and the draft capital and what you're going to have to send to the Rams is really going to be something that moves mountains. It's going to be very little. And yesterday I threw out right the Bills and the Lions to go get Myles Garrett. I still think the Bills and the Lions are better using their resources and paying whatever it takes to go get a Myles Garrett. But those GMs may pounce a little bit more quickly on Cooper Kupp. And the dynamics of that is fascinating, where you have one player who wants out and the team doesn't want to trade him in Myles Garrett. And then for Cooper, it's, oh, I don't really want to leave, but now I know I'm leaving because the team told me that they intend to trade me. So moving forward, who gets in on Cooper Kupp? The Ravens should. You know, Isaiah Flowers had a good season this year, but Lamar Jackson's never had a number one quality wide receiver. If you could have Derrick Henry, Cooper Kupp, you know, Mark Andrews, hang on to the football, you got Isaiah Likely as well, and you have Zay Flowers, that's a pretty good team. And ultimately, you got to get the job done on the big stage and in the big moment. The Buffalo Bills should be all over Cooper Kupp. Right now, what do you got? You got Keon Coleman, you got Dalton Kincaid, you got Dawson Knox, you know, you got Rashid Shaheed. You need to go get another wide receiver, and that's not really going to cost you that much draft capital, but then you got to figure out the contract. And the contract is what the contract is. Can you get him to restructure and take less money? We'll have to wait and see. So those are two teams that come to mind right away. The Buffalo Bills and also the Baltimore Ravens. And I'll throw another one in there. What about staying in L.A.? And you go to the Chargers. And you put Ladd McConkey. You put Quinnen Johnston, who I know is not a fan favorite out there. And Cooper Kupp as your trio at wide receiver for Justin Herbert. You know, it's not getting T. Higgins, but that's something that can put the Chargers in a much better spot if Cooper Kupp does stay healthy. And I'll give you one more team potentially out there. The Steelers, too. You know, Cooper Kupp feels like a Steeler player. Cooper Kupp with George Pickens, and we know the Steelers have been in on some of these wide receivers, and it's not going to cost you that much in terms of draft capital. So those are some teams that I just are out there. I do eventually believe that there will be a market for Cooper Kupp, but it's going to be not a rich return. I think it's more so the money and how you shape that on out. But I don't look at Cooper Kupp going for this big price, and there's a big concern with him because of the injuries. But if he's healthy, he's still a very, very productive player in the NFL. Let's go to Rob in Connecticut, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Rob, you're up on the Zach Gelb Show, live from Radio Row in New Orleans. Rob, what's happening?
Zach, my pleasure. You're down in my old stomping grounds down there in New Orleans.
Oh, hey, wow.
I used to live in Slidell. So Superdome is huge. But I wanted to ask you, since you've been down there, have you had any mud bugs yet?
What is that?
That's crawfish, baby.
Oh, okay. That's what it's called? Mud bugs?
Yeah. They call them mud bugs down there in New Orleans.
I didn't know that. I was asked to put crawfish in my omelet this morning. I elected to pass just because it was hotel crawfish. But I had alligator sausage, which was delicious. I had a shrimp po' boy, which was phenomenal. And
that
last
was after
night,
the show yesterday.
That was 2 days ago. Last night I got a Cubano, and it was very good. Samto, what did you have last night? You had something that looked delicious.
Yeah, I had the brisket sandwich with a cranberry aioli.
Okay, I'm going to Commander's Palace tonight, so I'm excited for that. And then delicious. GW Finn's tomorrow. But what do you got cooking for me today, Rob?
So, anyways, what I was going to say was, listen, I wouldn't be surprised if Kupp stays in L.A. I think he would line up really nice with McConkey over there with the Chargers. And as far as the Buffalo Bills, if the Myles Garrett falls through, don't be surprised if they go after T. Higgins. That would be a plus for us. I was actually on hold with Sal Capaccio yesterday when the breaking news came out about Myles Garrett.
Oh, wow.
And boy, did they get excited. They're like, let's go get him. Let's go get him. I want Miles. I think he would be a great fit in Buffalo.
What Myles Garrett would be for the Bills is what they thought they were getting. And thanks for the phone call, Rob, when they made the move to go get Von Miller. That would be the finishing piece. And if the Bills get Myles Garrett and they can't win a Super Bowl, then they're never going to win a Super Bowl. You know what I just thought about, though, Samter? Have you heard about the exciting whites with the Philadelphia Eagles?
No, I have not.
Oh, you haven't seen this on social media? So, like, you know when you go into a wine store and you see exciting whites? So they've called Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship the exciting whites. If the Chargers ended up getting Ladd McConkey, who they have right now, with Cooper Kupp, that could be the next exciting whites in the NFL.
Joey posted to that too.
Yeah. So I didn't think about that one. So maybe I'm going to put my endorsement on Cooper Kupp getting traded to the Chargers so we could have the exciting whites with Cooper Kupp. And let me tell you about that Ladd McConkey, man. All righty, we'll take a timeout. We'll come on back. We'll update you some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We'll do some news brief next. Zach Gelb here with you on the Infinity Sports Network live from Radio Row. And now let's send it back to our New York City studios as we will get an update here with Emmanuel Barbari.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Let's go to Patrick Mahomes. See, this is my favorite, I think, question for media night outside of the Jameis Winston interaction with Saquon Barkley on the quarterback. So we all know, right, Mahomes and the Mavericks and all that stuff. I love just getting his reaction. You're at the Super Bowl. You're going for a three-peat. Hey, we know that you're still devastated over the Luka Doncic trade. What did you think about it, Pat?
It's tough, you know, because I feel like I've watched Luka since he was 18 years old. I remember going to a practice, and it was Dirk and Luka, and seeing his maturation and how great of a basketball player he's became. It's been fun to watch, and as a Dallas fan, it hurts me, but I'm happy for him that he's going to be able to go out there and be in L.A. and get to try to achieve his dream of winning a championship. But he did so much, not only for the basketball team, but for the city of Dallas, to always be appreciative of those years. But I'm excited for the Mavericks moving forward and the guys that they brought in.
Stu, you're getting cocky.
Is that right?
Yeah, I saw what you put on Instagram today. Celebrating like you won a world championship.
Yeah, it's like the Mets when they celebrate they got Soto.
What did you? Oh, you're a bastard. Yeah, you know, you're really a piece of you know what. I'm sorry, Stu.
The only difference is I've seen championships.
What an a-hole you are. But here's the thing. Like, did you have a champagne bottle in the studio? Yeah, like the number one finger up, the press conference being shown. How was that press conference, by the way?
I didn't get to hear a lick of it, unfortunately. I've been here, you know, in this room for 6 hours. I will listen to it tonight in its entirety, I'm sure.
So I'm just reading the subtitles of this video. What did you hear what Travis Kelce was asked last night? He was asked, what do you love more, Taylor Swift or the 15-yard phantom roughing the passer penalties that the Chiefs always get?
Oh, my God.
That's a good question. You know, I'm surprised that opening night at the Super Bowl is still a thing, Samter, because even last night, I didn't think it was that zany. Last year, it was Entertainment Tonight was all over there, right? Everything to Travis Kelce was Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift. It didn't feel as if there was that much pomp and circumstances as there normally are. And if reporters are just going to go and they're just going to ask like the dumbest questions in the world, when you do something like that, it's almost like, I understand having fun, but then there's reporters that think they're having fun. And it's almost, what are we doing, wasting an hour of everyone's time doing that stuff?
Yeah, I remember, like, all the years of, you know, marriage proposals and, like, weird dress-ups and crazy costumes.
It's at least fun, though.
Yeah, and I saw one guy dressed as the Blue Hulk. I saw one guy dressed as the Blue Hulk. And I saw one guy with a baby doll, like strapped to a carrier on his chest.
Oh, really? Like he was Alan from The Hangover?
I guess, yeah. But that was it. Otherwise, it was pretty normal. Jameis was fun. I saw some guy ask, hey, you've had a lot of people help you in your career. Which ref is your favorite that's helped you? And Mahomes like got a laugh out of it, right? So there's still some of the fun questions. And here's the thing. I think the fun questions, it helps because these guys are so used to getting these boilerplate questions at their lockers all the time. So the fun questions, sometimes it disarms them. Sometimes it comes from a guy like Jameis or you when you're talking to BG, someone that you know. And so maybe they're more willing to open up about something that they wouldn't have normally opened up about. Or you can get like a natural reaction when something's really funny. So I think that there's still a benefit to it. But you're right. That pomp and circumstance seems to have kind of gone by the wayside from years past.
So let's go to Jameis Winston and Chris Jones from last night. Here was their exchange.
You've been here before, man. You going for your fourth?
Yeah, four.
Super Bowl with this organization, man. What all of us really want to know here today, brother, is what's your favorite color?
Oh, man, Jameis, man, it's always a pleasure, man. Favorite color is always red, man.
Red? Do you be seeing red when you be sacking quarterbacks, man? Because you're not pleasant when you're in the backfield.
You know what? I do see a sea of red, man. I do see a sea of red.
Okay, so when you push my right tackle in my lap, were you thinking about the sack or were you just trying to hurt my right tackle?
I was definitely thinking about the sack. Okay. I was definitely thinking about the sack, man.
I'll tell you, he has a reporter voice to him. He sounds as if he's at a press conference just screaming out things. Jameis Winston, he is... See, people know when they're being funny. I think he is unintentionally funny, and it just comes to him natural. I would retire tomorrow if I'm him. I know he was asking Saquon Barkley about, you know, where he should go next year, but I would retire from him, and I would just start that. He could kind of be, and I'm not saying he's going to go this route, because he's made so much money, just go do one of these pregame shows or something. He could have a McAfee type of career. You know, if he really wanted to, because so many people want to go on the show and everyone likes Jameis Winston and he's just so damn funny. Here's Jameis Winston last night with Saquon Barkley, or should I say, Shaquan Barkley.
In this free agency, man, I'm a free agent. I really don't got no job. Who should sign me in free agency?
I think New York need a quarterback right now.
New York, who?
The Giants.
Okay, brother, thank you. I'll give him a call.
I ain't got no job. Awesome. Jameis Winston so far, the star of Super Bowl week. Let's go to my exchange last night with Brandon Graham.
Brandon, when you guys won the Super Bowl, obviously you made the biggest play in the game. If you had to take a guess, out of all the guys you have on defense, who's going to make the biggest play in the game on Sunday? Who would you pick?
Well, I mean, I got to go with my guy, Zach Bond, because that boy up for DP of the year. So, hey, that boy I expect him to go out and give me everything he got all the time, because that's when he show up practice. So he'll be the first guy that I think that'll make a big play.
Why not yourself?
I mean, I'm keeping myself under the radar because I'm sleeping right now, babe. And I can't wait to Sunday. I'm trying to stay low profile.
Come on, it's just me and you, BG. BG, it's just me and you. Are you playing on Sunday? Come on.
Hey, man, we're working. I promise you we're working.
He's playing. I'd be shocked if he doesn't play at this point. Let's go to Terrell Owens on the It Is What It Is podcast. T.O. says the NFL is rigged.
I wouldn't bet against the Chiefs. Like I said, and with the refs.
I played the game, man. I'm watching the game, and I'm looking at all these calls that they're just – that's benefiting the Kansas City Chiefs. Look at the game before against the Texans. Bro, like, you know, Mahomes is smart. He's dinking around. He's causing the flag. You know what I mean? He's getting the benefit. He didn't even get hit. 15-yard flag. The guy, Will Anderson, barely hit him. That can stop the momentum of the game.
Yeah.
There, at that point in time, the Houston Texans were in the game. Those calls
What's
right there
the piano?
Advances them, give them extra downs. It changed the whole complexity of the game.
Do you think this has been going on all season with Kansas City or just as recently?
You can even go back to the last couple of Super Bowl, even when the Niners played the Super Bowl. Look at all the holding calls. If you watch that tape, bro, it was crazy. They were getting clotheslined, and they were not calling it. Bro, it is blatant.
The piano in the background is just great. Finally, here is Roger Goodell and the idea that the refs favor the Chiefs.
Well, this sort of reminds me a little bit of the script, right? That I write a script, and I have the script for the entire season. Listen, I think from a lot of those theories are things that happen in social media, and they get a new life. As you say, it's not your theory, but it's out there. Nobody wants it to be their theory. And so I understand that. I think it reflects a lot of the fans' passion. And I think it also is a reminder for us how important officiating is. And I think the men and women that officiate in the NFL are outstanding. They have the highest possible standards. That's a ridiculous theory for anyone who might take it seriously. But at the end of the day, it's something we always have to continue to work on. How do we make our officiating better at all times?
I get it. He's the commissioner of the NFL. But you don't need to give a 45-second answer defending the league on people saying that it's rigged. Like, come on. What are we doing here? Just keep it moving. What a waste of a press conference, too, because Goodell, that's the one thing he answered. Everything else he's not going to answer. You know that, but that's usually the commissioner. Dominic Easley's in the house. He's going to join us next on Radio Row. Zach Gelb here with you, coming on back from New Orleans after these short messages.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.